For many American high schoolers, sophomore year is truly one of the most second years of high school. But what if instead of going to the cafeteria or algebra, you got superpowers all up in that thing? Rude Tales of Magic has been relentlessly lampooning fantasy and sci-fi with their improvised roleplay podcast since 2019, and their brand new campaign is set in high school. But not a normal high school, no. It's Rude Tales of Magic, Blue Kindness High. Blue Kindness High is X-Men meets Degrassi, Animorphs meets Dawson's Creek, Stranger Things meets Looney Tunes. GM'd by comedian Tim Platt, listen to Branson Reese, Ally Fisher, and Joe Lepore tell the tales of sophomores who for some reason are amazing. Subscribe to Rude Tales of Magic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes drop every other Tuesday.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and you're invited to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Vampire detective Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of vampire officers, can Everett keep the town running, or will 14,000 people and vampires be liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, Canada's number one TTRPG podcast company, listen to Canada by Night now to find out why it's been downloaded more than 1 million times. With a table made up of Vampire the Masquerade veterans and people brand new to the game, this is the perfect podcast if you've been playing Vampire your entire life or if you've never heard of Vampire the Masquerade before. Follow and listen to Canada by Night wherever fine podcasts can be found. It's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
I wanted to enact my plan without anyone noticing, so this is most inconvenient.
Oh God, Ward is out of the closet.
Like Elizabeth Warren?
What?
I was trying to start a rumor. Did I pick a good name?
No.
You picked a better name than Tim Sniffin.
Said goodbye to that identity, have we?
I can't believe you trapped me in some all-encompassing illusion. You were like the Mysterio to my Spider-Man.
Don't flatter yourself. I was like the Mysterio to your third man from right on Tower Bridge.
Well, he's not vulnerable to your illusions anymore.
No. No, he's not. But what about you, Trisha? Intern and Tony Award winner?
What? Oh my God, what? I can't believe this. Thank you so much. Oh, wow, this really is heavy. I want to thank the Academy. Oh wait, the Academy doesn't do this one. Anyway, when I first joined King Kong the Musical, I had never worked with hydraulics before.
The King Kong Musical? Ward, you are sick.
Don't worry, sir, I'm still here.
Yes, as for you, Craig, enjoy your trip to... time to become a... What is your deal, anyway?
Exactly. You didn't plan for the fact that I have no greater ambitions.
Oh, very well. There are other situations I can conjure.
I've been crushed under this piano!
No, Craig, it's in your mind!
I still remember the third grade talent show where my gift first manifested. Is this acceptance speech too long?
Craig can't hear you, and the pain is real when you believe it's real.
Is that the CrossFit motto?
Possibly. Now, do you see? I've taken everything from you.
Everything? You've taken two of the recurring guest stars. That's like saying you've destroyed Three's Company by killing Larry and the couch.
If they're so meaningless to you, then why don't you walk away?
Fine. What do you want?
Do the thing. Then I'll tell you.
Ugh, people of Earth, my apologies that you've been subjected to a delusional, unnuanced impersonation of myself by myself for the last few months. Needless to say, that case of Crystal Pepsi has been tossed into the ocean, and Framing Device Classic is back to remind you that the following podcast is not real, and to sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 2 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
I bet you're fun at parties.
Oh, well, I imagine I am as well.
Oh, no, sorry, Arnie. It's meant to be, I think it's meant to be like a burn.
Oh.
I've been on, you know how I get to use your phone a few times a week?
Yeah, you have limited screen time,
exactly.
But yes.
Thank you so much, Daddy. I've been on Twitter, and I just see a lot
of
people.
How's it doing, by the way? How's Twitter doing?
It's weird. Arnie, it's so weird. But the two things I see written the most are in the comments.
But here's my question. Structurally sound? Does it seem structurally sound to you?
It seems precariously perched upon a stack of straws.
Okay. I'm no tech whiz, so I don't know if that's good or bad.
But as I was saying, there's two phrases I see so often now. The first one is the aforementioned, I bet you're fun at parties, which I see in the comment section constantly when anyone says anything they disagree with. And then the other one I see all the time is, and I don't know what this means, shut it all down?
Huh.
Arnie, what does that mean?
Shut it all down?
Shut it all down.
I used to say that.
I bet you're fun at parties.
I used to say the shut it all down thing when I was the chef at Choo Choo's Chow. I'd go and I'd go, shut it down!
And we would turn off everything. And then you, sir, would be like, kidding. And we'd it would take so long to restart the fires and remotivate the cooks and refreshing.
Yeah, you don't need to shut it all. So you're saying every night at the end of the night, you're like just shutting the entire plate, like as if it was closing forever.
Well, many of the sous chefs were children, and I would scream at them for doing a terrible job.
I bet you're fun at parties. See how that works, Arnie? See?
I do.
It works
I
against
do.
Anything. It works against anything.
Well, here, let me really quick. I don't normally do this because I like to be present during the show, but I'm gonna just look at Twitter for a second here and see, pull a new catchphrase for myself. Here's one I'm seeing a lot of. Go ahead and cry about it.
Oh. Go ahead and cry about it.
I guess I should also do it if everyone else is. Here, hand the phone to me.
Here you go.
This content generated by AI.
Okay, now let's... Let's all do our thing in a row here. So I'll start. I bet you're fun at parties.
Go cry about it.
This content was generated by AI.
Shut it all down. Huh. It kind of has a fun ring to it.
Yeah.
Arnie, quick, introduce me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light
Still
and Shadow.
Still alive.
Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, known to the Elves as Fiangalak, known to the Dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges, and known throughout the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names of such great power and portent that if e'er they were uttered aloud, clouds, dark stormy clouds, would fill the sky, and soon rain would flood the streets as lightning crashed down, and everyone went inside.
It's giving magic.
That's right.
That's also something I saw. And I also saw Chunt is daddy.
No, but that's Arnie, just you.
Arnie, I don't... Am I getting old, or is it just like the Earth-Foon disconnect? I don't understand these phrases. I mean, I understand large please, daddy.
Sure.
That I'll say till I die, but it's just... There's so much...
You'll say that till you die. So there's a decent chance that those will be your last words, like on your deathbed.
Well, yeah, that's not...
I think that there's a high likelihood that that will be the last thing we hear Chunt say yes.
Yeah. I put money on it.
Okay. Smothered to death, and his last words were, large please, daddy.
Chunt, it's not your fault. You're just a boomer.
What is that?
You have that big hammer, that big war hammer.
Oh, yes, boom. It goes boom when I smack it. Yeah, I guess I guess you're right. And you, sir, you're sort of a Generation Axe. Of course, you have that little hatchet on your belt that you like to use, so...
Love to throw a little hatchet.
Oh, Mm-hmm. And Arnie, what are you giving? Sort of a Willennium? You know about the Willennium?
Sure, yeah.
It happened here in Foon in, I want to say, 1998 or 99.
Wow.
So about 40,000 years ago.
That's a long time ago, based on how years work. Isidore, I hate to ask you this without any forewarning, but what year is it currently in Foon again?
Oh, you know the answer to that question. I feel embarrassed to even attempt to answer.
Seems
such a thing.
Seems like you're stalling for time.
How dare you suggest such a thing? Everybody knows that it's the year 48245.
Of course.
Arnie, with this Willennium, it was, you know, people were trying to practice willpower, but they all caved and gave in to this party in the city when the heat was on. Mm. So everybody went to the city and the heat was on, and they all burned down. So it was just this terrible, just a terrible time.
Hmm, sounds it.
I think that was in the city of, I want to say it was Miami. Hmm. Is that right? Miami?
Could be. I wouldn't know.
Miami? I forget the name. It's in the history books, Arnie. It's in the history books.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm at your fun up, Arnie. Arnie, how are you doing? What's new with you? Do we have a guest today?
I don't. You know, I've been still having a little bit of tummy troubles, especially after that spicy curry.
Fear not.
Yeah?
For Usador has brought a guest today.
Ooh.
That was very presumptuous of you.
Yes, it was.
Like, what if I had a guest?
Then they would get bumped.
Mine?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I would pull wizard rank. Arnie, I outrank you.
You outrank me? I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
I am the wizard who killed the Dark Lord.
Shut it all down. Arnie, I see you have a bowl of raisins. Now, unless that bowl of raisins is the guest, let's let Usador introduce his guest, okay?
Fine. I'm going to eat these raisins.
I hope that wasn't the guest.
Chunt, this is going to be very exciting. We're having a guest, a returning guest on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
But a guest who has never met Arnie before. What do you think about that?
What?
Whoa. Is it a fancy little fun? No? Fancy little fun. Is it a Getting Nuts guest?
Not someone from Getting Nuts. It's someone from Hello from the Magic Tavern. I was walking through the forest, and I stumbled upon our old friend, Mira. Mirror!
Oh, hello, hello. I'm back. It's so lovely to be here again.
Oh, my goddesses! Mira, Mira, it's so wonderful to see you.
It's so wonderful to see you, Chunt. You look wonderful. How have you been?
Wonderful, I think, for the most part. There's been some ups and downs, but for the most part, wonderful. Look at you.
I know. I don't look great. It's all right. You don't have to tell me I look great. It's fine.
Okay, well, I mean, it has been a few years, and a lot has happened, and we'd love to catch up with you, but when last time you were here, there was an imposter Arnie here, and you never met our good friend. This is the real Arnie.
Hi, I'm Arnie. I'm from another world. Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you as well. And you're sure this is the real Arnie? It's not another imposter?
Oh.
That's a good
point. I didn't even consider that.
It easily could be another imposter. I'm telling you, I've seen the world. There are dark things out there and dark people.
Oh, sure.
So you never know who you're quite going to meet.
So last time there was a pasta version of me?
No, an imposter.
Imposter. But it's my accent. Imposter. Mm. Imposter.
Oh.
Anyway, that's me not using an accent, but I'm trying to use this is my real accent. I'm very posh, you see. So it's imposter, you see?
Oh, imposter.
Yes.
Chunt, real quick, poke Arnie and see if it's the real him.
Okay, let me lift up the front of his shirt and poke him right in the belly button, and hopefully he makes the sound I know and love. Yep, that's him.
Okay.
Oh, maybe try pulling the top of his hair just to double check.
Oh, good call. Let me, yeah, not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, now keep pulling the hair, but put a chef's hat over on you. So you just sit up there and see if you can move him around.
Okay, let me put the chef hat
on. Whoa!
Okay, grab some raisins and put them in the mouth, and
put one in his belly button. That would be funny.
What is belly button?
Wouldn't that be funny?
You're never getting that raison back if you put one in my belly button.
But I love this game. It's really quite fun.
Well,
so you are the real Arnie. It seems that he is the real Arnie.
Well, it seems he is, but I'm sure we'll check in again on him later in this episode.
I think that's smart.
Yes.
I just thought of a word. Chuntatui.
What would that be?
Yeah, what would that be?
Chantatui?
Well, I don't quite know. I'm Chunt. I have two buttholes, so that's Chunt 2. Mm-hmm. And then I'm being kind of screwy when I'm under Arnie's hat, so I guess that's just a... it's not a portmanteau because there's three words. It's a throatmanteau.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Oh, that's very good.
Mira, thank you so much. So just say, it seems like you still have legs.
I do, yes. They're a bit tired these days, you know, from all the walking I've been doing. I've gotten really good at complaining since I've been out in the wild, you know.
Good. You're getting acclimated. Looks like you still have arms and hands, as best I can tell.
I've got the arms and the hands, yes. Yeah. They're still there. Yes, for a while I wasn't sure if they were still there, but then I accidentally hit myself the other day, and I was like, yes, that's still an arm and a hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like, I don't know if you hit yourself or what happened. It seems like, well, talk to us about the mirror part. Seems like...
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's quite embarrassing, really. Mm. I had a bit of an accident not too long ago. Let's just say it involves a carousel, a wagon wheel, angry horse, and two squirrels.
Well, that sounds awful.
That sounds incredible.
I'm glad to hear that you're here and alive with us at all.
Yes, I'm really quite surprised that I'm here at all, especially because now that I've lived through this experience, it's wild that I would go back to where I was a few years ago. But, you know, sometimes it's just nice to check on old friends.
Well, it's wonderful to hear from you as well. Yes. I'm just hoping that the gift that my magic gave you to be perambulatory has led to some happiness in your life, in some new experiences at the very least.
Yes. I've ambulated all over this country. I've ambulated all over the mountains and the hillsides and the ditches and the ponds. And, some of it's been painful, some of it's been beautiful, some of it's been love and some hate, I would say. But I'm fine. I'm really quite fine, no?
Amira, do you mind just one second? I don't mean to be rude. I just need to talk to Usidore for one second.
If you don't mind. Not at all.
Usidore.
Who are you? Who are you really?
I'm Arnie. Ask me a question only I would know the answer to.
What's 2 + 8?
I don't know.
It's you.
Yeah. Usidore, I'm just making sure because I was not here last time. But I think I'm getting a lot of it through context clues. This is a magic mirror that you, because this is just a thing you do. You just decide to magically change people. You magically change a magic mirror
decide to do that. It's my whole purpose. Yes.
Can I interrupt for just one minute?
Please.
Because you two are talking quite loudly.
Yeah, I don't have an inside voice.
It's all right. I've got very strong ears that I stole from a dwarf somewhere. It's not that I wanted to have the arms and the legs. It's all I wanted in the world was just to be my own thing. Yeah. And then Usidore was kind enough to give them to me.
Yeah, sorry I'm making everyone's dreams come true.
Yes, it's really quite rude of you, Arnie, if that's your real name, to act like he didn't give it to me. It's not your real name. What's your real name?
My real name is Arnold, but I don't like it when people call me that. It's Arnie.
Did anyone know that was his real name?
I did.
I'm sorry, am I fucking crazy? There's a story on the table about a carousel, a wagon wheel, two squirrels and a horse, and we're just letting it walk by?
Well, no one asked me to tell the story.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I understand. Arnie wants to understand what's going on here. Amira was working for an evil queen as an enchanted mirror. Mm-hmm. And then was...
Good work if you can get it.
Exactly. And was... But got tired of that life. And then was taken away by a magical carpet who dropped her off in a forest where I originally met her and brought her on the show. And then, and as we got to know Mira and learned her true wishes in life, yes, I did give her two legs. Yes, I did give her six arms and then immediately pull four of them off. Yes, I did put a face on the mirror and a head without a face on top of the mirror. I'm just making dreams come true.
Why is he sort of pacing back and forth like he's in front of a court?
But look, one more thing.
Yes, I'll allow it.
I thought you'd have something.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's what we did. He put the face in the middle of the mirror, the head on top of the mirror. It didn't make sense, but I liked it because it was revolutionary. It was ingenious. It was just what I got, you know? And so you just take it.
Right. And part of the spell was digging deep into Mira's personal, long-standing wishes for what she would look like. So I just helped bring that to the surface. Then she met a guy and took some of my money.
Oh, yeah.
As one does, you know. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Hang out with you three? Oh, no!
We're fun,
who can blame you?
You are fun. You do seem very
fun
nice.
At parties.
Fun at parties.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear about what you got up to with that guy last time we saw you.
Right. We don't want to hear about the horse? The squirrel?
Well, I do, but everyone else seems to be dropping it.
So, Mira, I wasn't here last time, I apologize if I say or ask anything that would be a repetition of what my imposter said, but you have a face in the mirror in the middle of you. Do you ever say things like, hey, my eyes are down here?
Now, why would I say that? Is that some kind of saying that people say somewhere?
Just because, I don't know, people aren't sure if they should talk to your blank face or your mirror or your face and your body.
Oh, well, listen, I'm new to having a body. So, yes, I do tell people often that my face is down here. But as you'll see, there is quite a crack in it. There's a crack in the middle of my face. I'm trying to tell you a dramatic story, but no one wants to hear it.
Oh, no, I'd love to hear it.
There's a crack in the middle of my face from the carousel, the wagon wheel, two squirrels, and a horse.
Yes, that's what... let's get to it, yes.
All right.
Please, Mara, tell us what transpired.
Well, I was so excited about my beautiful face and my new man and Usador's money that I was running and we were just having a lovely time together, me and this man. But then I found out he was a troll. A literal troll.
Oh, no.
I should have known it by the nose, the short stature, and bad attitude, but I make bad choices when it comes to men, you know?
Sure, I think we can all relate to that.
I mean, that was the first time, though, right?
That was the first time with a man, yes. You always get tricked around the first time, right? That's what they say, right? The first time is the time you get tricked.
There is a danger of that, certainly. What tipped you off? Did he take you to a bridge or something?
Well, it was just, it seemed so wonderful at first. He was always complimenting me, telling me I was the fairest in the land, and you know I love to hear that because I was used to saying it, right?
Exactly.
And so I loved it. I said, that's what I used to say, but now you're saying it to me, and I love that. And I'm, you know, once I get a compliment, it's like, you can have whatever you want, just keep complimenting me. So he kept telling me how wonderful I was, and we were traveling, and we would watch the sun set and rise. We made love. You really don't want to know how you do make love to Amira. It's just, it's quite messy and slippery.
I have my suspicions.
Yes, okay. We were having a wonderful time, but then I felt that he started to take advantage of me and my talents and my beauty and my perfection, you know?
No.
Yes, it turns out he was a talent scout. That rhymed. Yes. He was a talent scout, and he wasn't interested in me. He was only interested in my talents, a.k.a. fire breathing. I learned a new skill with my face.
Oh, yes. Wow. I thought you were going to say, like, enchanted mirror predictions or...
I was going to say that, too, but fire breathing came out.
That's got to be incredibly handy for someone made of glass. Arnie, here in Foon, things are probably very different from Earth. On the beaches or in certain deserts, you walk around on what we call pre-glass. Now, pre-glass is these tiny little, almost like rocks and minerals. Mm-hmm. We also use them to tell time. And when you expose them to fire, they turn into what you see before you.
Yes. So you think that I could have fixed the crack in the middle of my face, considering pre-glass is everywhere, I breathe fire, and I could have just stuck it right back on. But I don't know. I got used to the scars. I try to embrace them, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's part of your lived experience now. Everything that has happened to you up to this point has made you the being that you are today.
Yes, and it's quite a good story if anyone ever just wants me to get around to it, you know what I'm saying? Okay. People usually ask me about it right away, and I'm like, that's kind of rude.
I do want to hear more of that story, but do you ever know, so you have a crack in the mirror in the center of you, are you ever like, excuse me, my crack is down here?
Yes, I like to make a joke like, oh, do you mind if I show you my crack? And people are like, we can see it, it's right there. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, you ruined my joke, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun to make little jokes.
Ani, I think you might be thinking of Chunt. He usually says, my crack is down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yes. Over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I really want to hear this story, but first, I think we should check in and see if Arnie's an imposter. Anyone have a test in mind?
Yes.
Let's see.
Someone put your lips to his lips and just blow, and if his cheeks puff out, he's the real Arnie.
Okay. Oh. All right, here I go.
Oh, he's the real Arnie. Actually, I just wanted to see you two kind of kiss a little bit. Yeah.
It was kind of sweet.
That was very
sweet.
I will say, Arnie, when your cheeks puffed out, you looked like a squirrel.
Oh,
that reminds me of something.
Great segue.
Yeah.
We have to get that squirrel back on the podcast that we had on
Arnie,
a couple years ago.
No, Arnie, two squirrels, a wagon wheel, a carousel, and a horse?
Why does that sound so familiar?
Also, that squirrel was fucking nuts.
You know, I want to thank you, Chunt, for kind of, you know, repeatedly lassoing these two back around to get them into the story, you know? It's quite a story. So there I was with my talent scout troll boyfriend, who turned out to not be my boyfriend, but a talent scout. How many times have we heard this story?
Oh, yes.
And we were doing a show for all the townspeople in the middle of the square. It's really quite odd because all I do is blow fire out of my face in the middle of the mirror.
Yeah,
That's the only part of the show that we would bring. That's the only touring part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But townspeople loved it.
Good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they liked it. Really feels like it's like a smaller part of a big show, though. Like you need like an elephant or something.
Yeah,
trapeze act or something. I don't know.
I would say so too. I would say, Arnie, if you could get the raisins to pop out of your belly button, without trying, that would be entertainment.
That
right?
would be good. Give it a shot, Arnie. Yeah.
I wish I could. I'm telling you, a lifetime of putting raisins in my belly button never has one come back out.
Lifetime. You know,
some people got skills. Some people just have raisins in their belly buttons. Am I right?
I don't know where they're going.
Old Raisin Cave over here. Okay, so your talent show.
So I'm in the middle of my talent show, which really the show is only 1 minute long, because how long can you watch a person or a mirror blow fire out of a face?
1 minute, yeah.
1 minute. And all of a sudden, from the distance, I hear I looked over and saw nothing. Uh-huh. And then I heard a... And I didn't hear anything, and I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But it turns out it was two mischievous squirrels having a fight, right? Yes. And they were fighting over a horse. One of the squirrels said, "This horse is my bestie." And the other squirrel said, "No, this horse is my bestie." They were fighting over who was the best friend with the horse.
I see.
What did the horse think?
A love triangle.
Well, or a friend triangle.
The horse is very diplomatic. The horse refused to pick a side, which honestly, it's a little weak. Just pick a side. Who's your best friend, you know?
Well, I'll play devil's advocate here, and I'll say, you know, once you get to a certain age, having a best friend, you know, like, we're all friends, and those dynamics are different. Like, I'm good friends with you, and I'm good friends with you, and I don't want to rank one over the other, because I care for both of these people. Or squirrels.
But who do you like better? One of the two, right?
Oh, Chunt.
Okay, thank you. I knew it.
Me too.
Yes, you did. You knew. Oh, Arnie, you like Chunt as well. See, now you two are the little squirrels chittering about that could be fighting over Chunt.
I guess so.
Chunt is the horse.
And I'm the horse. And wow. The horse. This has really given a new insight to our dynamic. Mira, thank you so much. And can I just say, let's not stop at thank yous. Please, I got to hear how the carousel and the wagon wheel come into play.
The carousel especially.
I forgot about the carousel, actually. Yes, the carousel part. So then the horse says to the two squirrels, "Listen, you guy." Wait, should I do a horse voice?
Let me
do a horse
voice.
I think so.
Listen, you guys. I'm not just a horse. I'm a carousel horse. And you've got to ride me if you want to see who the best is.
I've heard that before.
And I don't know why. Why are they fighting over a carousel horse when they could have a real horse as a friend, you know?
Yeah.
Now, was the horse at that time on the carousel, or had it somehow escaped its confines?
It escaped. It has magical carousel powers, of course, where it kind of chooses when to, as you would say, ambulate and move off of the carousel onto, you know, a hillside, someone's shack. You know, it likes to go to dinner every now and then.
Oh, sure. I gotta know. Pull through the horse?
Oh, of course, a pole with a horse. Yes, one of those twisty poles. Yes, definitely. Never leave the horse's side, or the middle, actually.
You know, Ani had a sword through him for quite a while, so you can relate to that, right?
It hurt.
Yeah.
You had a sword through you?
I did.
Did someone try to see if you were the real Ani by sticking a sword through you?
Oh, no, they knew.
No, they knew. Yeah, no? They stuck it through me because they knew I was the real Ani.
Wait a minute. Come to think of it, I think when that sword went through you, when it came out the other end, there's a bunch of raisins on the end of the blade.
That's where they went.
I remember scraping them off, just being like, where did these raisins come from here? Or maybe I thought they were like, you know, rat poop or something. I forgot all about that. Ani, I guess you're free and clear.
Except for this new one.
It's a new one from today.
We'll put another sword through you and get you worked out. So, okay, that explains the carousel. Amazing.
So the carousel, right? You would never have thought that the horse was the carousel, and the carousel was the horse. But that's where the story got tricky. So then the horse gets back on the carousel, puts the two squirrels on top of him, and says, whoever can ride me the longest on this carousel of death shall be my best friend. Oh. And I think that's
carousel of death.
Carousel of death. Wow, okay.
Slightly rude, right? Like, if you don't die, you're my best friend. Like, I don't want to just be best friends by staying alive and not dying.
This is very similar to the story. I guess it's not a story. It actually happened. But in their history books, this was right after the millennium when people were still recovering. There was two people who were like, that baby is mine. And there was a weird king, and he said, oh, that's both of your babies? Here's what we'll do. Both of you, you two grab its arms, you two grab its legs, talking to the two sets of parents, and he said, and just hold on to it for as long as you can, and whoever's last touching the baby wins a new cart. And so there's two parents who lasted the longest, but they were found out to be false because they just wanted a brand new cart, see? They were just in it for money, right?
I've heard of this story. Is this Hands on a Hard Baby?
Well, yeah. I don't like to say it because
it's a terrible. It's a famous story with a terrible name.
You never lead with the title for that one. You always give context and then say the title because otherwise people.
Well, it was a hard choice. It was a difficult choice.
Did someone adopt the child? Because wouldn't you just know you were the parents if you were like the mother that birthed the child? Is that too easy?
That's too easy. That's what the king said. He said too easy.
That's the thing about kings. They're like, let's make it weird.
Yeah.
Listen, I worked with a queen for quite some time. Every day she'd pop in front of me and be like, who's the fairest of them all? And it's like, queen, you could just look at yourself and know it's not you.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. So you're right. Kings and queens, they're weird. They like to make things difficult.
Yes, you mentioned that she was very jealous of her stepdaughter last time you were here. That seemed like a bad dynamic.
It was a horrible dynamic. It's like, why would the father marry her if she's not even nice to the daughter? I don't understand family dynamics. I'm a mirror with a face, two hands, two legs. You know, all of that.
Carousel of death.
So we've got the carousel. The carousel of death starts spinning, spinning, spinning. The squirrels are chittering. They're throwing nuts at each other. They're screaming. I could hear it from far away, and I'm thinking, oh, God, as long as, something horrific doesn't happen, we should just ignore that because it seems like a lot of drama, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
But next thing I know, one of those stupid squirrels flies off the carousel, and you'll never guess what he hit.
A wagon wheel?
What? How did you know? Oh, I did set it up, didn't I? That was the last ingredient in the story, wasn't it? Oh, yes. It was a wagon wheel, yes. Well, you know, you kind of took my thunder a little bit. But yes, it was a wagon wheel.
Wow.
What happened?
And the wagon wheel rolled down the hill. It was a regular Rube Goldberg. I've seen a phone once, and it said Rube Goldberg was similar. You know, he'd be a machine. Anyway, It was a regular Rube Goldberg. The thing rolled down the hill, smashed right into my face in front of an entire audience of 17 people. It was a disaster. My face was broken. I was knocked out. Couldn't remember who I was.
Oh no.
I woke up and I said, "Who am I? Where am I? What am I?" And then the troll, he lied to me.
No.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh. Well, we'll dig deep into these lies and learn how you restored your memory right after this break. What a harrowing tale.
Yeah.
It was quite harrowing.
Just awful. So the troll lied to you and then told you you were somebody else than who you are?
Yes, because frankly, I think he was getting a little sick of touring around with just a fire-breathing mirror.
Sure,
so yeah. He wanted a new act. But he's too lazy. Not sure. To stereotype trolls or anything, because
I think they're actually
hard workers, right? I want to make that clear.
Yes, of course.
I don't want to come on this show and slander trolls, but...
No, sure. Of course not.
They do all that upkeep on our bridges, and they post mean things on bulletin boards.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Lots
riddles. They tell riddles. Some of them tell riddles. Some don't, I assume. I have to assume.
And so he wanted me to have a new skill. So he when I woke up, I said, "Ooh, what's going on? It's bright." And he said, you're a bearded lady. And and now you're a bearded lady that jumps over gates.
Oh.
And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yes, we're at the circus, and you're a bearded lady that jumps over gates." And I was like, "That doesn't sound like me, and I don't feel very nimble, but okay."
I am absolutely disgusted that he lied to you in this way.
Yeah.
I think it is absolutely despicable. But that sounds like a good show.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, I got to say, Beardgate sounds pretty good. Hashtag Beardgate.
Now all I want to see is a bearded lady jump over a gate.
And Mira, that had to be hard for you. And I don't know if this is true, but isn't it hard for mirrors to see themselves in each other in terms of you couldn't necessarily look inside yourself or another mirror to see if you did have a beard?
Oh, no, that was the problem.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, my face was all bandaged up, and I couldn't see anything. But the thing is, what you maybe did not know was that the head on top of the mirror can see things. So the face was bandaged up. The head on top of it, I went to a mirror, and I looked in it, and I was like, I don't see anything.
Anytime, can I just say, anytime your face is wrapped in bandages, the first thing you gotta do is go, mirror. Mirror, and put out your hand and wait for someone to give you a mirror so you can see what madness lies beneath.
Oh, for like theatrical purposes.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Also,
if there were bandages all over the mirror part of you, it might have felt like a beard.
True.
Oh my God, you're right. That's why I bought it. That's why I bought it. Because I looked in the mirror. Yeah. I didn't see anything but bandages and a beard. But then I also was like, is that me or is that you? Is that you or is it me? I couldn't tell because, you know, it was a mirror looking into a mirror. And you know how when two mirrors are facing each other, it makes like 1,000 mirrors, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Infinite.
So to me, it was just a lot of gauzy beards going... over and over and over and over. And so I was like, well, I must be a bearded lady.
So did you start doing this act he was proposing then?
Oh, yes. And let me tell you something. It took a lot of training to get my stumpy little legs, no offense, Usador, my stumpy little legs that had been given to me by a wizard, Usador.
None taken by him.
All right, good, thank you. It took me so long to get these stumpy little legs over a gate because they progressively got higher and higher and higher. And
That would be good for the show.
Such a good
keep making the gate higher.
Mira, if I can stop you just real quick before I forget.
Yes.
Can I please? I will pay you. I will do you a solid. Is there any way I can have the name that you put forward? I'm not a singer-songwriter, but if I ever do release an album, I would want to release it under Gauzy Beards. Could I have that name that you tossed out?
Listen, if there's one thing I've learned from letting a male troll trick me, it's Just keep letting them trick you until, you know, you have nothing left and they're famous. So, yes, absolutely, take that. No problem. Thank you.
Wait, so the troll got famous somehow?
Yes, because here I was. It was almost as if I was, at the time I didn't know this, but it was almost as if I was back to being someone's assistant, you know? When I was a mirror, I worked for someone else. And truly, you would think, like, I actually had more skills than the queen, right? Because,
of course,
I tell people they're fair and blah, 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 and I'm a
mirror. Magic, she's not.
I was magic. It was in the title of my name. Mm-hmm. And as I was doing the beard gate, the troll got more and more famous because he would get so excited. And I just became, you know, almost a workhorse, but I was more of a work mirror, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping over gates. So people didn't see me for the skills. They didn't come after and congratulate me. They congratulated him for finding me.
What Terrible. The fuck? This is like Elvish all over again.
Absolutely. It's really quite sad. And really, the moral of my story right now is always read your contracts. If you have any sense of maybe this isn't gauze, maybe this is maybe this isn't a beard, maybe this is gauze. Double check, okay?
Yeah. Speaking of which, we do have a release scroll that we need you to sign just to be on the podcast.
A release scroll? All right, well, let me just sign it. Let me have it. Can I see it?
Sure.
Sure. Oh, there you go.
God, it's so long.
It's very long.
Really. Lots of clauses. Yeah. Lots of, you know what? I don't want to read this. I'm just going to sign it, all right?
Smart.
Honestly, I've never read it myself.
I cannot believe that a troll would take advantage of you when you'd lost your memory and then set up a board and make you jump overboard. I think that is absolutely despicable.
It's honestly Anna Unferris.
What? Hold on.
What?
I was going to say that he's acting very curt. Like, it's very rude.
Yes. I would say he was very curt indeed.
Oh, I was just remaking that expression.
I would say I wasn't getting nearly enough Goldie to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But to speak to the thing you said, Chunt, also, the other guy, whatever his name is.
Well, I didn't say a guy's name. I said it's Anna Unferris.
Agreed.
We're all agreed about this.
Yeah.
I am so happy that you're no longer doing that and that you found your way back here and you remember who you are. How did you
get your memory back?
Right, exactly.
You know, time and vitamins.
Vitamins.
Yes.
Of course.
Here's the thing. If everyone acts like it's, you know, there's some miracle to getting your magic mirror to remember who she is. Really, it's just vitamins, time, and, I don't know.
I think you should. Oh, absolutely. I think in Foon, typically after amnesia, I want to say comes King of Limbs. You have to go see the King of Limbs.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. You see, I've still got a little bit of amnesia.
Just a little
bit left over. Yes, I did go see the King of Limbs, and he unwrapped my face and said, and it showed that there was just a little crack in it. I was like, oh, I thought it was much worse. I didn't ever take it off. But yes, once I saw the King of Limbs, he helped me. He did. He saved me, thank God. And so then I just came back here because it's where I knew, you know, the people I knew.
You know what? I might be wrong.
What?
It wasn't King of Libs. After amnesia, I fucked up. I'm sorry.
What was it?
Well, it first comes Kid A, right? You know, there's Kid A, Kid B, Kid C, etc. If any of them get amnesia, I thought they had to go see the King of Limbs, but I might be wrong. Anyway,
I see. Yes, no, it was a real okay computadora situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right, exactly, right. Exactly.
Yes.
Chunt, you're a creep.
Look, I can see what's going on here.
Yeah.
What?
You've told this whole story.
Yes.
About the harrowing things you've been through and what you've overcome and how you've come out stronger and better than ever before. But within that, of course, was leveled one very severe criticism. You're unhappy with your legs.
That's all you took from the story?
Yeah.
I learned so much about myself and my perseverance and my strength. And yes, I'm unhappy with my limbs.
But that's the part that was about me.
Oh, yes, of course. I get it. I understand, much like a wizard, to just only hear the part that's about him.
Right.
But I don't like them. Could they be a little longer? Just a little bit.
Arnie, Chunt, what do you think? Can we make them a little longer?
You sort of don't pretend like you're not just going
to
do
something. I'm not going to listen to you two. Bear off. Chala, 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 amtia. Odo, chala, tra, tra, chala.
Oh, look at these long, long legs.
Wow.
Whoa. Now I can jump over every gate.
Check out those gear sticks.
Oh, please, wow. just for me, magic her a beard.
Oh, you know what? I would like to have a real beard, just to see what it feels like.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Usador, that's still gauze. Sorry about the Wizard of Gauze over here.
I keep getting tricked.
That's all right. Let me do the hair one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just one long one coming out to the bottom of my chin.
Is that working? Normal? Yeah, well, you're owning it.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'm going to own it, because no matter how I look, I'm going to own it. I'm going to be confident in my looks, except if I have short legs. Then I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Right. No offense, Usador.
I think the beard will fill in over time. I think it's just going to take a little while to get there.
Yeah, just don't singe it. Yeah, don't singe it when you breathe. Mira, I gotta say, you have to write a book. I mean, the story you told us, the tapestry you just wove was absolutely incredible. There's so many exciting parts. There's so many creative characters. You gotta put this pen to paper.
Thank you. A Mira Mira memoir.
Ooh.
I'd buy that.
Look at me. I do have a way with words, don't I?
Absolutely.
You know what? Yes. I will. I need to make my own money, but right now I do need to ask Usador, can I borrow some money again, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Please,
here.
Daddy,
here,
please.
Here's two big bags of gold.
Oh, thank you so much. Put these in my... Well, can I have a pocket, please? Come on now.
Sure.
Can you make me a pocket?
Yeah. Here, now.
Words?
What?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
Here, what's wrong? Now?
I was just thrown because it's words.
Yeah.
Typically, it's like a rocky barka barka bash or like doop.
Look, I know all kinds of different fucking spells.
No.
Do you
want to
cast
ahead,
this
buddy.
One or not?
No. You go for it.
Yeah,
there's no other way she could get pockets.
Well, I want them quickly, so I understand why he thought magic rather than sewing.
Here now.
Hear this. Mira, mira. I've given you joint and socket, but now enjoy one big pocket.
Ooh. Lovely pockets. Thank you so much. I can put your gold in here now. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're the best.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I had a pocket.
Could you make him one?
You sir, can I get a pocket, please, Daddy? Please.
All right, fine.
Large, please.
Give him one, Daddy.
Large, please, Daddy. Large pocket.
Here now. Remembrances are kept in a locket, but Chunt needs to store things in his pocket.
Whoa! Hot, 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 hot. Oh, it's burning!
Pocket.
It's burning!
Yeah, it's a hot pocket.
Yes, it's burning! Ow, ow!
Here, just pour some water on it. It's fine.
Thank you.
Wow,
Arnie, do you want a pocket?
Arnie, do you want a pocket? Your face says yes.
No.
Come on.
After you just burn Chunt with one, I think I'll pass.
All right.
Hey, Usador.
Yeah.
He's just gonna use his belly button.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I can
fit so many raisins.
You could put a lot of raisins in a pocket, though. You ever thought about that?
That's true.
But you never thought about that, did you?
That's true.
If you're really you.
Arnie, did you?
Did you?
Did you, Arnie?
Did you?
I didn't. I don't think about stuff.
If you're Arnie, go blah, 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 blah.
No.
That's Arnie.
That's him.
Yeah. Mira, thank you so much for stopping by again. It's been such a pleasure for me to meet you for the first time.
So lovely to meet you, too. Thank you.
And would you mind if we answer some emails? And you can sort of chime in if you have any thoughts.
Oh, please.
Our listeners can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one. Hi, everyone. Love the show, awesome vibes, and listen to every episode. Just wondering how you get your haircut in Foon. Are there barbershops, salons? Arnie, do Chun or Usador cut your hair for you? Usador, can you magic your hair to be any length you want? Chunt, if you get your hair, fur, cut in one form, will the haircut care? There's a lot of hair questions, by the way.
A lot here to break down.
Carry over to another form? What are popular haircuts in Foon? I have a lot of questions. Also, I think you should all get mohawks. It would be sick. Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes. Signed, Pretzel.
Pretzel, thank you so much. I love the Pretzel. Pretzel, Arnie, is that a common name?
Not common enough, if you ask me.
Here's what I'll say about Pretzel's question. This is my favorite thing people do with questions. I enjoy anytime someone says something like, hey, Chunt, where do you live? In a cave? In a house? Mm-hmm. In a mansion? In a tree? In a hammock? In a bed? In the sky? Mm-hmm. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give me options, because I know the answer, but it's fun for someone to give me a ton of options that might be the answer, just so I can really think while they're talking.
Well, they're also revealing something about themselves. They're really thinking about this. I mean, it's sticking in their craw, and it's spinning around in there, and they're like, well, how do they do it? Where do they go? Who do they talk to? How could someone possibly cut their hair? What a strange thing.
Well, look, they've listened to every episode, so that's been a lot of time of them sitting in, enjoying the awesome vibes, and they're thinking... They come up with one question about haircutting, and then they're like, I'm going to send this email tomorrow. And then they think of another one, and they just keep adding questions.
Right. Well, here's the answer. Most people go to the town bleeder, who, you know, will put leeches on them and cut their hair and cut their toenails, do a full manicure, mani-pedi. You know, just sort of all around, you know, loofah you, kind of get the dead skin off, the nails, the hair, whatever you need. Whatever you don't want on you, they'll get it off. Yes, I absolutely can magic my hair into any shape, as I will do right now. Yep. So
your hat's on. We can't see.
Oh, okay. Well, I did great.
Okay.
That spell didn't start with here now?
Here now.
Listen, it was surprising. None of us expected it to start with words.
Yeah, especially because then the actual spell didn't include those words.
If a raisin... If a belly button is... Damn it.
Well, Pretzel, I might have been a little too harsh on you. Here's what I'll say. I typically, I'll cover myself in some amount of, like, maybe some chocolate or some honey or something, and then I'll go out to where the cows are, and the cows will just kind of graze until my fur is short enough. And then for a few weeks after that, I'm just kind of fucked because everything sticks to me. There's honey still in my fur, got real deep down to the skin. So I'm just kind of, I'm like a dirty lollipop for a while where I'm just like, I'm covered in everything. So that's typically how that goes. Mir, can I ask, now that you have a true beard, how do you plan on cutting or shaping or trimming your beard?
Well, you know, I'm just getting used to the idea of it. But it does seem to be growing quite quickly, doesn't it? Oh, look at that. I've got a handlebar mustache already. Oh. How did that happen?
I told you it's going to take a little time.
Yes, I think that I will, you know, do some kind of grooming with it. I don't think I want to necessarily get rid of it. I like a little bit of, you know, a little extra hair on the old slippery goo. That's
sure.
That's a common phrase, right?
Yeah.
That people say that have beards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'll leave it. But if I do ever want to trim it, maybe I'll, you know, have, you know, just a little elf or something chew on it for a bit.
That's a good idea.
They like hair, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
If storing raisins in your belly button is how you rock it, then you definitely need a magical pocket.
Oh.
It's also interesting how the pocket spell is tailored to everyone who needs a pocket. It's not just like one, you know, spell that everyone uses the same thing.
Magic is crazy, man.
Magic is nuts.
Speaking of, well, get nuts, this is not a get nuts email. I have an email here. This is to chunt with 6 T's at gmail.com. This is from Zidane. I hope I'm saying that correctly, Zidane. It says, Jamaican listener. I emailed you guys a couple months back when I finished season one. Now I just want to say I finished season two, and you guys are getting funnier and funnier every episode. Wow. It can't be right. Listening to this podcast makes me feel normal and accepted. Love what you guys are doing, and congrats on the baby chunt. Keep it Lucy, Yusey, and Arnie, change your shirt. Arnie, I assumed you had several pink polos. Is that the same one?
You know, I've had a couple. The Usador has magicked me extra polos.
Oh, yes. I used the duplication spell on the polo shirt quite a while ago because, you know, one needed to be in the wash while he was wearing another one. So, you know, we just wanted him to feel comfortable. I think I bought you a shirt for the winter solstice holiday once upon a time, too. I don't really remember you wearing it, but
yeah, that's okay. True. I also have my flight captain uniform.
That's true.
My sexy singlet chain mail.
Of course.
Just for special occasions.
Love a sexy singlet.
But, you know, I should change up my look more. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, by next week, I'm going to shave a mohawk into my head.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess if you don't want to change your shirt, you can get a mohawk.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
wow.
You know what, Arnie? I'm going to match you with that energy, and I'm going to, next episode, I'm going to have my hair kind of swoop down over one eye, so I look real angsty.
Okay.
So
I mean, Pretzel specifically asked us all to get mohawks, but you could do your own.
Well, I don't know. Mohawk's open to interpretation, I think.
That's true.
Right?
That is true.
And that could be a mohawk that you've combed down over one eye.
You know what? No, I'll get a mohawk.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, you're getting a mohawk?
But over one eye is just so
emo. Swoopy mohawk.
Oh, a swoopy mohawk. So it's mohawk in the back, swoop in the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mo swoop.
I guess I'll get a big spiky mohawk, I guess.
Okay, so just to be clear, for people who want to draw this, I'm going to have just a classic mohawk.
Right.
Chunt's going to have a swoopy mohawk, and Usador's going to have a spiky mohawk.
Yeah, like big spikes coming up through. And then that way my hat will still fit on one of them.
Mira, do you want to get a mohawk?
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking the three of you could, if you're going to get those haircuts, you could start a band. And I can be the manager of the band, right?
Oh.
I only ask for 65%. It's not that much.
That troll taught you well.
I don't know numbers. Sounds good to
me.
There
you go. Guys, so you'll be a band, and I'll manage you.
Let's start a band, and I have the perfect name, Gauzy Beards.
Hey.
Ooh.
It's all coming together. That's what happens. It comes together.
Guys, we got to get an album cover. I mean, sure, at some point write songs, but first and foremost, you need an album cover and merch. And we'll write songs eventually at some point if we figure out. I guess if we learn how to play instruments, which is not a big deal.
Shouldn't Mira Mira be on the album cover and the name of the album be I Bet You're Fun at Parties?
Yes.
Shut it down. I love that.
Mira just slid us over a contract. I don't think we need to read
it. You don't need to read it. It's very long, got a lot of addendums. I'd love to just sign it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that's the episode. Cry about it, listeners.
Oh, trust me. So many tears have fallen on account of this show that it's become a Pavlovian response when I hear the theme music. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Mira Mirror was played by Nicole Thurman. Fun accent, right? I wonder what Madonna's up to these days. Nicole is an actress and writer in LA. She plays Jabberjaw and other characters on Jellystone on HBO Max, soon to be called Just Max for no reason whatsoever. And Jordan Pulse on Comedy Central's Tuning Out the News. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an irrelevant, an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Tragic figures such as Ian Green, Rebecca Hendricks, David John Curcio, Mike Fox, Natalie Cecilia, Mason Kennedy, ooh, somebody's ready to be the captain of the evil competing tennis team in an 80s comedy, Kelsey Sarah, Celine Wolfe, Andre T. Richard, Kate Callahan, Yasmin Baratova, Blaine Parker, the nerd who didn't get bit by a radioactive spider, Sean Wilkoff, and Tyler Schaefer. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. We just dropped part one of Girls' Night Road Quest. Behold this clip.
I don't like anything that's just one thing. I like everything I have to be at least two things. It's kind of how I go about my own gender. It's kind of how I go about my own sexuality. Yeah. It's also a good, it's just a good thing to do for hats.
Mm-hmm. That's the Alton Brown philosophy.
You also have that oven sink. And what are some of the other things in your house that are combo?
Honestly,
yeah, what's your combos?
Oh, there's so many good ones. The worst one, though, I did was a refrigerator / toilet, and it was a bad idea. That was a bad idea, because I'll tell you what, not only is it not keeping my food cold when the ice blocks are delivered, but another thing is that everything's disgusting. Oh. And I mean disgusting. I would never eat. Why would you ever put food anywhere near where you go to the bathroom?
So if it's a combo, I do have some follow-up questions.
Yeah, I have several as well.
Okay, hit me.
To hear the rest and learn about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. Will Anna's thirst for power ever be slaked? Stay tuned. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Well done. I'm going to miss those lists of Patreon names.
Really?
No.
I was about to say, do you enjoy reading pharmaceutical disclaimers, too? All right, mind demon. State your terms.
Simple. Configure my portal induction system to send me here.
That's the control dimension? No, you can't. The damage you could do there is...
is what I need to survive. On Foon, I was the Dark Lord's lackey, then the Blue Wizard's victim. It's taken me a long time to get my strength back, and I plan to keep it. So, it's Craig dying in his own mind, and Trisha being lost forever to...
I'd also like to thank my publicist's two dogs, Chauncey and Gardner. I can't believe they're not playing me off. This is the best!
Or you sending me where I want to go.
Fine, fine. Craig, I'm sorry I have to step over your crumpled body to access the controls.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, it's configured, but there's got to be another way. All life is tied to that dimension.
Then I guess all life will soon be under my control. A small price to pay. Farewell, my puppets. Semper ad maiorem potestatum.
Peace.
No! Damn it. Well, I've got an hour before the ripple effects tear the ground apart from beneath my feet.
That should be enough time for a quick employee meeting by the coffee maker.
Craig! I thought you were dying from the weight of an imaginary Steinway.
Convincing, right? Thanks to the masterclass in acting I got before Ward burst out of the closet.
You're welcome.
Those eyebrow tips were a game changer.
They're handy, right? And that same training allowed me to portray being trapped in some endless Tony speech. Like I would ever go equity and walk away from the real work.
I was wrong, Trisha. Those skills are valuable.
And they're available at so many different storefront theaters across Chicago. Even the ones now run by finance bros from the suburbs.
Well, I suppose we can witness the unraveling of the universe together.
See, that's the thing. You didn't send Ward to the control dimension.
What?
Yeah, pretending to die near Ward's machine was no accident. It allowed me to disconnect the destination circuits. He'll be bouncing through a bunch of dimensions with no way to stop.
Let's see, the Shakespeare dimension? The film noir dimension? The everything voiced by Chris Pratt dimension? Oh, Craig, you monster. How to describe what you've accomplished?
Let's just think of it as providing special assistance.
I can't believe it. It's over.
It's really over.
Another thrilling adventure with... the Bunker Buddies?
Yeah, the Bunker Buddies!
Yeah, that's not catching on.
I found my life's ambition.
If it's for me to start saying the Bunker Buddies, keep looking.
Can I have one of these LaCroix?
No, I'm getting rid of those. Tap water was good enough for you before.